Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Dave Cohen along with Newell Norman, and we did it, Newell. We hit our 25 donation goal. Thank you. High five right there. Last hour. Thanks to Amy C. in Metairie, Carrie B. in Marrero, Nino G. in Metairie, David F. in River Ridge, Roy H. in Metairie, Glenn N. in Slidell. I think we already mentioned the rest of them, but just in case, Kenneth P., Johnny B., Deborah L., Michael C. Thank you for all of your donations last hour, and we're already getting donations coming in this hour. We may be our own worst enemy. They've set our goal at 33 donations this hour.
All right, folks, we got to bring it home. This is our last hour. It is the lunch hour, so no better time to give one a full belly.
All right, and I want to thank Jean-Luc in Metairie, who just gave $500. That gets a Kia Jean-Luc Covington. Happy Kia Gong. Yes, indeed. And Donna R. and Miro, thank you for your $100 donation. So that's two out of the 33 this hour. And Newell, we've got another matching hour. So all donations this hour are going to be doubled by TrainSouth.com. Dan Schlund and Ella Thomason join us live here at Manning Family Children's. Thanks for coming down to the hospital, and thank you for your match.
Yeah, thank you for having us. This is a great event. We've been partners now since the beginning with you guys, and it's we're excited to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, 5 years now we've been doing this, and you guys have been on board every year, and we can't stop you.
No, can't stop a train.
You can't stop
a train. That's
right.
There you go.
All right, so TrainSouth.com.
Get that plug in there.
That's right.
Is going to match $5,000 of donations this hour. So we're doubling the first $5,000 we get. Ella, why are you doing that?
It's a great way for us to come into the community and let them see us outside of their homes and be able to connect with not only the kids that we see here, but their families as well, and just be present and help them in any way we can.
TrainSouth has been our Light Up the Season Radiothon sponsor for now 5 years. Did you have some personal connection, Dan, that made you want to do this and support not only WWL as you have for so long, but also Manning Family Children's here at the hospital?
Not necessarily myself personally, but we do have, you know, individuals within our company that have benefited from the services that have been provided by Manning's Children's Hospital. And to Ella's point, you know, I said this last year, you know, we really feel like, you know, you do well by doing good, right? And so for us, it's really important that we're connected with our local community. We're a family-owned business with roots deep in Louisiana here, and so this is something that just is the right thing to do, and we have the ability, so we have the responsibility to help.
Dan, when you walk into this place and you look around, you see where your dollars are going, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I just think it, you know, from the perspective of nobody's ever asked, how are you going to pay for this? How can you pay for this? And everything that we match goes right back into healthcare for those that need it the most, our children, right? And so it's a very, very good cause.
when you think of the role that they play in a city our size, and the fact that we actually here, they have patients that are brought here from not only this area but other states because of the quality of what they provide in medical care, is just something to be proud of, right?
It really is. I mean, everybody knows, you know, some of the other larger hospitals. Obviously, St. Jude up in Memphis does a really good job, and we partner with them as well. But to have the local support that we have here with the technology and the resources for families from the Gulf South region that we have, we're very blessed, and it's very impactful for this area.
Ella, you got to hear some of those stories that we were hearing from parents and patients about how children who were literally written off and their parents were told to make funeral plans came here to Manning Family, and they'd left the hospital happy, healthy children. It's got to be rewarding to know that you and your organization are able to, through your $5,000 matching funds, help kids like that and help others, help our community.
Yes, of course. I mean, to hear those stories that we heard earlier, it touches your heart, no matter who you are. And so being able to be even just a small part of that, and anyone that donates even the smallest amount, just being able to know that it goes to those families and those stories and making more of those happen.
You can donate any amount, folks. We ask for a $180 miracle maker, so that's kind of like the target, what they really think that people can go for. But as you're hearing, we have some people donating a whole lot more, and we have some people donating whatever they can. And you're doubling those dollars, and that's fantastic. And Newell, it really is remarkable. And I know that y'all can see it as well. You see the kids here that are patients, and almost all of them are smiling.
Yeah.
And happy. Have you ever gone to a hospital and been happy you were there?
No. Not personally. No.
You know, unless you're having a kid, there's no happy reason to go to a hospital.
Well, you hear the stories, too, and your last guest that you had on talking about her children that were born here and have graduated through Children's Hospital, you know, and she talked about how it becomes an extension of their community and their family. They're late to appointments because they're hugging everybody on the way through here that recognizes them, right?
Yeah.
And that's what you want. And I think what people need to understand is whatever you can give, give. Number one, it's going to make you feel great. Number two, think about all the gift ideas that you're trying to think about for people in your life right now. And I'm sure we all have those people that, you know, they have everything that they could want. Make a gift in kind for that person, for a Christmas gift for them.
Yeah.
Just let's make this happen. Come on. I see we've got 4 up there now. We need 29 more. Let's go. We're matching these donations. Let's get them pushed in and let's make it happen.
August C just gave $100. You're going to double that to 200.
That's right.
Of course. Great. We're excited to do it.
Got to make sure that we consume all of that match, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They're matching the first $5,000 this hour, so let's get that out of the way. Let's double that so we can get $10,000 out of the $5,000 in donations. And, folks, every single dollar you give stays right here. They're not taking this money to send it out to other hospitals elsewhere in the country. Every dollar donated through our Light Up the Season Radiothon stays right here at Manning Family Children's. It helps this hospital and helps the staff, the doctors, the nurses, the nutritionists, and everybody else who is so invested in the care of the kids here. 585,000 children were treated here at Children's just last year. The need is great, and so it's just so amazing that we have people in our community.
Think of that impact. I mean, you're in your 5th year, right? I mean, you know, you have a lot of people that are one and done. Y'all are here year after year.
Yeah. I mean, it's, again, we're a part of this community. You know, our roots do run deep in Louisiana and the Gulf South region. So, yeah, absolutely, we're here for the long run with it. It's a noble cause.
Dan Schlund, Ella Thomason, thank you so much for joining us, and
thank you for
your support of the Radiothon year in and year out. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Train South can't stop a train.
No, nope. TrainSouth.com. They're matching.
Appreciate it, Newell. Yeah,
they're matching every donation up to $5,000 this hour. So we're going to take a break. Call in right now, 888-780-8811, or text NOLA Kids to 34984. If you miss those numbers, just go to WWL.com. We have them there. You can also have a link where you can donate right through the website, and you can help all of the children that need our help here. And as we keep hearing, the need is huge, and it grows and grows and grows, so we need your help. to keep doing this, and what a better time. You know, I know it's cold outside. I know.
Yeah.
Everyone's bundling up and complaining about the cold weather, but man.
I'm not.
It puts you in the spirit.
Oh, absolutely. I think this beats 90 degrees and 100% humidity any day, right?
No. Bring that heat and that humidity. We'll sell some more air conditioners.
Well, you have heating units too, right?
That's right.
We got a heater unit.
Extreme heat and extreme
cold. We're testing the other half of the system.
All right, folks, come on. We have gotten four. We need 29 more donations this hour. You are the best listeners anywhere on the planet. Any dollar amount will help, and TrainSouth.com is going to double it. We're back after this with Newell Norman. I'm Dave Cohen on WW.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
UL. All right, we are back on WWL at Manning Family Children's, and this is the Light Up the Season Radiothon. I'm Dave Cohen along with Newell Norman, and we just had an amazing patient, Easton, step up. He's getting his microphone ready, and so we apologize there for being a little late on coming back, but we don't apologize for begging you for donations. We have gotten five pledges so far this hour, and they set our goal at 33. So I really need you. If you're out on your lunch break and you're going to grab some food, or you're sitting at your desk and eating, or wherever your workplace is, just take a moment between courses or whatever to call 888-780-8811 or text NOLA Kids, NOLAKIDS, to 34984, and give any amount, because TrainSouth.com is matching your dollars this hour, so you double your money for every donation you make. And you can even come by, say hi, shake Newell Norman's hand, say hey to all of us here at Manning Family Children's, and you can bring a donation with you when you come in.
Absolutely. Help us. Help them. We need 29 more donations in this hour. We've set our goal high.
Yes.
Because we are believers.
Yes, we did 21.
In our listening audience.
We did 21 the first hour, 25 the second hour. So now they think we can do 33 this hour, and I have no doubt our listeners will step up and meet that goal. So, Easton, you got your microphone on? You ready to go?
Yes, sir.
So, Easton, I see you got a couple of tubes. You got a bag you're carrying with you.
Yes, sir.
But you got a smile from ear to ear. What are you doing here at Children's, at Manning Family Children's?
Just coming here.
Why?
Helped me a lot.
Well, what happened?
Long story. Well, short story. I can say whatever. but I was playing with fire. Never do that. Never. I put gasoline in a cup, and I was just spraying it on there, and then the vapor got my whole hand, and then I started running. Dad told me stop, drop, and roll. That's what I did. And then he covered me up with his jacket, and I went to the hospital, and they helped me out really a lot.
So you were playing with fire, and the fire caught your clothing on fire.
Yes, sir.
That had to hurt like nothing else.
Mm-hmm. It did.
When did this happen?
When did this?
November 3rd.
November 3rd. Yes.
Okay, so about a month ago.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Mom. Mom, what's your name?
Brandy.
All right, Brandy and Easton are here with us. And about a month ago, you set yourself on fire.
Yes, sir.
Now how are you feeling?
Feeling good. Feel like normal.
Yeah? How bad was it?
Not that bad, really.
Mom, how bad was it?
It was bad. he got some fourth degree and three degree burn, third degree burn all over his chest and the back side of his back and his entire right arm, right hand, left hand. And he took off running, and he was told not to, but he did. He took off running. And
on fire?
Yes, on fire. So my husband was able to smother him to put it out. But we were here since the 3rd. We just got home yesterday, and Children's has been a complete blessing to us and to him and along his journey.
Wow. It's amazing. You know, he says it wasn't that bad, but I know Mom tells us it was bad.
It was bad. It was really bad.
And we're joined by the child life therapist, Corinne. And thank you, Corinne, for joining us today. So tell us a little bit about, from y'all's end, what was going on.
Yeah, well, it's such an honor to work with burn survivors like Easton. And my role is to help patients feel safer in the hospital by helping them understand what's going on from their perspective, from Easton's 10-year-old perspective. So that's everything from making sure he could play VR games to talking him through what the next steps were and going with him to the operating room. And he was a pleasure to work with, and his family too.
How many operations did you have, Easton?
Right now, I think I had 8.
8 surgeries?
8 surgeries?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Wow, and no big deal to you, right?
And I'm about to have one this Friday.
My goodness. Corinne, are you surprised that Easton is kind of downplaying all this? It wasn't that bad. I've only had 8 surgeries. Is this what you normally see in children when they suffer severe burns?
You know, it really depends on each kid. Everyone's personality is different, and that's our job as the hospital to know every kid and figure out how to support them. And Easton is really good at being present in the moment and knowing what he needs in the moment. And right now he's out of the hospital. He's healing. He was just saying that every time he goes to surgery, it gets smaller, like his bandages get smaller. And so I think for him in the present moment, it's not that bad, but it was really hard. And he's been through some really hard things and been so brave about it.
Keep up the great work. I mean, attitude is everything, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell. You got a beautiful smile, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't expect to see a kid.
That's a killer smile. I mean, it truly is.
Yeah, you don't expect a kid you saw a month ago covered in third and fourth degree burns, smiling ear to ear and saying, it ain't that bad.
So how from your perspective, how have the folks been here at Manning's
Children? Very good. They helped me out a lot. It made me feel very eased off and like, they got this.
You had to have had scary moments though, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, we all do, right?
Yes, sir.
And from the moment you came in, what did you feel?
I was asking my dad 100 times, am I going to die? Am I going to die? He said, no. That's one fear to me. But
well, that has to be a real fear that you have. Mom, you had to have that fear.
Oh, yeah. I had all sorts of fears because he plays football and he's a running back. And is he going to be able to play again? Is he going to be able to function normally? Again, you know, this is the first time we've ever had to deal with any situation like this, and Children's truly made it an ease and made us feel right at home in the midst of everything and truly stepped up and just showed out. And he's one of the toughest kids I know, to go through everything that he went through with a smile on his face and not complained at all, hardly any. And we're very blessed.
And
very
they assured you he will be able to play football again. He'll be able to have a normal childhood again.
Yes.
Maybe not right now.
Right.
And after 8 surgeries, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. We're just, you know, like she said, we're taking things day by day. I'm a planner, a big planner, so this has been a huge adjustment for me personally. But we just take things day by day, and, you know, we are very blessed to have walked out of the situation, because I know there's some kids who are a lot worse than he is as far as, like, when they get burns and stuff like that. And it could have been a lot worse than what it was, so I can't really sit here and complain at all about it.
If you want to help kids like Easton and his parents and caregivers like Corinne, call 888-780-8811 now, or text NOLA Kids to 34984, so that we know that when unfortunate things happen, and you said, don't play with fire, I heard you, Easton, you've learned your lesson, but things happen.
Yes, sir.
Life happens.
It's an accident.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And those needs arise. So we need everyone to help.
But how blessed are we to have a burn unit in a children's hospital in the city of New Orleans?
Right.
Because not all have burn units, right?
Not at all.
And, you know, so we are very, very fortunate to have that here for Easton and others.
Right.
And I know that I can see the thankfulness in your face, you know,
oh,
when
yeah.
we're talking about this.
Yes.
Corinne, what is your message to parents who have unfortunate things happen? Kids play with fire. Accidents happen. Mistakes are made. But you and the staff here at Manning Family Children's are here to help, mm-hmm. as long as you have the resources to keep doing that.
Absolutely. My message to parents is that we want to help your family be a great team and support each other and be there for your kids. And we want to bring our expertise so we can all work together to make the hospital as least stressful as possible, knowing that these emergencies are very scary and very hard on families.
All right. Well, buddy, good luck on your 9th surgery. Glad that you, after a month here staying in the hospital, are now out of the hospital, and you're able to go home in between your treatments now, huh?
Yes, sir.
What is this thing you're carrying with you?
So it's just like a wound vac. Yes, sir, and it basically just sucks up all the wetness and stuff, and then it goes in there.
So as you heal, this removes the fluids from your body that your wounds are producing.
Yes, sir.
And you don't mind carrying that around as long as you get better, huh?
Yes, sir. Not even really that heavy.
Wow.
He has the greatest attitude.
All right. Well,
Thank you, Easton,
can you walk down to that gong for me? Mom, you want to help him with the wound vac? Because we need – Easton, people have called in to help and make sure that you get the care you need and others do. And Mike W. in Metairie just gave $5,000. And so Easton's going to go down, and he's going to hit the Kia of Covington Happy Kia gong for us 10 times because Mike W. was so generous. And, Mike, thank you. And by the way, all that money is going to be doubled, and that is that doubling from TrainSouth.com. All right, go for it, Easton.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Woo!
Go Easton!
Easton, feel better, get better soon. We're so glad that you were able to receive the care you need here at Manning Family Children's. And Newell, people are stepping up. We're up to 7 donations. Oh, I'm sorry, 8 total donations now this hour.
Come on, folks, we've got to bring it home. 33. We need 33.
Oh, man. But with stories like that, how can you not pick up the phone and dial 888-780-8811 or text NOLA Kids to 34984? Corinne, tell us about your role here at Children's. What do you do at Manning Family Children's, and how do these donations help you do your job?
Yeah, I'm a certified child life specialist, so our job is to help patients feel safer in the hospital and reduce stress. And that's everything from making sure they can play, right? Kids need to play. That's their job. That's how they understand the world. But also helping them understand, why am I at the hospital? Why did this happen? How are you helping me? What's going on? Easton mentioned he was afraid he was going to die, and that happens a lot. Kids don't understand what's going on in the hospital, and it's our job to explain it to them and help them understand this was a really big emergency, this is what's going to happen, and these are the steps we're going to take to help you feel both physically safer and emotionally safer while you're here.
Well, the emotional and mental side is so important, right? I mean, we see it with him, and you know, I mean, Easton's attitude is just incredible.
He's
to me.
He's such a special kid, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it obviously his recovery is going to, I think, going to go at a much faster pace because of it. Right?
Absolutely. His personality and drive is such a protective factor in his healing. And our whole team, 3 Center, the Burn medical team, we're also lucky to have worked with him. It's been a real honor.
You know, so your department is
Did he do hyperbaric?
Nope.
Nope.
Your department is responsible for things like the bluey blow-ups that we see in the hallway, the Christmas trees, the menorahs, the balloons.
That is a collaboration with us in marketing. One of our jobs is to make sure that everything that would happen outside the hospital can happen here too. We still need to celebrate the holidays, and whether that's inside a patient's room because they can't leave the room, or making sure they can come to an event at the hospital. How can we normalize their experience and make sure they can still go through those milestones while they're here?
So you bring video games into hospital rooms for kids, baby dolls, whatever you can do.
Absolutely.
To make smiles like Easton's showing us right here.
Exactly. And sometimes that means like the therapeutic goal is like, let's play, let's feel better and more like ourselves at the hospital. And sometimes I'm like, okay, we're going to put this IV in the doll so that we can normalize this a little bit and make it a little less scary.
So the doll gets an IV before the patient so they can see what's happening.
Ideally. But, you know, sometimes we're chasing an emergency, right? And so we do it when we can.
Absolutely incredible, folks. That's what your dollars are being spent on when you donate to 888-780-8811 or text NOLA Kids to 34984. The attention to detail here is so, I mean, you see it as soon as you walk in, right? You can't help. There's no way to miss it.
Right, exactly.
There's just absolutely no way to miss it.
Folks, be a part of it. Like Mark M. was in Slidell, he gave $250. That gets the cowbell. Every donation of at least $180, like a miracle maker, gets the cowbell. If you give $500, you get the Kia of Cummington Happy Kia Gong. Thank you to Kirschman in Metairie for $100. Folks, we need you to step up. I know it's lunch hour. You're a little distracted, but please text right now, NOLA Kids, to 34984 or call 888-780-8811. We need 26 more donations in the next 24 minutes. So we need at least one a minute. Please be a part of it. Please help us meet our goal and help kids like Easton, who is recovering from these third and fourth degree burns, but smiling ear to ear. We're back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Amy C. just gave $180. That's a miracle maker. She gets the cowbells. Thank you, Amy C., for that. Peter M. for your $100. Catherine and Matthew T. for your $100. John D. for $50. Kathy A. for your $50 donation. So someone just gave a $100 cash donation right here at Manning Family Children's. That puts us at, I think we're up to 13 donations this hour. They want us to get 33, so we need 20 more, Newell.
Folks, 585,000 kids treated last year. Every dollar stays right here, and you can see where it's spent right here if you visit here. And most importantly of all of this, it's all about access. No child is turned away.
Ever, for any reason. They're never asked if they have the money to pay for it. If they need it, they are getting that care. And no one knows that better than Paige Landry. Hey, Paige.
Paige, how are you? Thank you for joining us this morning. So tell us about Carson and the journey with Carson here at Manning's.
So Carson is my son, Raymond and I's son. He was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia in 2022. What started out as an ordinary day turned into our worst nightmare. We were leaving for our family beach trip, and we noticed some bruising on Carson's legs. I have a nursing background, so we brought him in to get checked out. And at 1:31 in the afternoon, we received a call that we had to come straight to Manning's Family Children, where he was diagnosed with leukemia.
And he was how old then?
He was three.
So your three-year-old, now you find out, has blood cancer.
Yes, sir.
You're a nurse, so you have some background. You know that this is one of the worst things a parent can possibly hear. Your child has cancer. Now what?
You're absolutely correct. And that whole nursing background just goes out the window. But I will say that as soon as we got to Manning's Family Children, we were brought straight back into the emergency room, where we were greeted with a wonderful care team who, even though I was a nurse, sat down with us and explained his diagnosis and let us know that everything would be okay and they would be here to support us and get through that journey with us here at Manning's Family Children.
Yeah, that I love the way that you put that. The nursing thing went out of the window because you're the mom.
Yes, sir.
So from that point forward, obviously, there's a lot that had to happen and a lot that had to align.
You're absolutely correct. And we also had other children at home. So we were incredibly thankful. We were brought up to the floor where we were greeted with a wonderful nurse who actually had was a friend of a family friend. So again, here you are in New Orleans being able to get your care local. Yeah. You see a familiar face who may know another familiar face. We were there for a good 6 weeks. But we immediately felt like family. We felt like we most certainly could stay here, get the care that we needed. We were walked through his entire roadmap, is what they call it, and all the treatments that he would have to get. They educated us. We immediately just knew that we were in the right place to be able to fight this battle. We also relied on our community as well to rally around us. So again, incredibly thankful that we had Manning's Family Children to be here and provide that support and care to us so that our family and friends could also rally with us.
Help parents like Paige and kids like Carson by calling 888-780-8811 now or texting NOLA Kids to 34984. Did you believe it when you heard that everything's going to be okay? When the staff here told you, yes, your son has cancer, but everything's going to be okay?
So I always say faith over fear. They also have an amazing chapel here at Manning's Family Children's, so I immediately went there, and I prayed, and I prayed very hard every day, over day, that he would be okay. So was my faith a little bit weary? Absolutely. But, like, again, we were blessed to be able to be brought here, greeted by the wonderful individuals and people that made a difference in Carson's life. And then I also had that, you know, area that I could go to where we could pray, you know, for Carson and for every child in this hospital. It's an incredible place. And although at that moment I might have felt weak, I knew that everyone was going to be there with us to get through it.
We just visited with Corinne, the child life specialist. What role did they play?
Child life was incredible. Carson is a very active, if you have a little boy, just imagining that all his trucks, his toys, everything at his house, he doesn't have. He has to be in a hospital for 6 weeks, and he has nothing. Child life came in. They did activities with him. They asked what he liked. He's into hunting. He's into fishing. He likes outdoor things. So they ended up bringing a John Deere motorized tractor for him to ride around the hospital with. So that was how we rewarded him for being able to do the hard things that this treatment required. I mean, yeah. He was stuck over 20 times the first night.
So he didn't have a wheelchair. He had a John Deere tractor.
A John Deere motorized tractor that
That's awesome.
Controlled by a remote control. But they brought that in order to help him get through the hard things that he needed to.
That had to be such a special moment for you as a mom, because you understood the trials and tribulations of a 3-year-old son.
How do you explain it?
I had one.
Yeah.
I had 2 3-year-old sons.
Yeah. How much longer do we have to be here? When can I go home? I want my toys, you know. But we, with their help, we adjusted and we made it.
How's Carson doing now?
He's phenomenal. He is doing great. He actually, you know, he couldn't be with us today, but he loves to come back. He likes to go walk on 4 West and see all the doctors and nurses. He really is doing wonderful. We will be back here every 3 months. Again, incredibly thankful that we have somewhere local to be able to receive care and have that follow-up treatment, because it is a long journey.
He's in remission now?
He is in remission. But again, it is a long journey, so he will be monitored very closely for the next 5 years.
So they were right. He was going to be okay?
He's going to be okay.
How old is Carson now?
He's 6.
That's awesome.
2.5 years of treatment.
And you've probably seen Carson, folks, and you don't even know it on the billboards for Manning Family
town.
Children's all over town. And that's a good thing.
Yes, sir. We want to be that light of hope to the parents.
And your community at home rallied around you as well, right?
They certainly did. We had one of the largest blood drives hosted by St. Charles Catholic High School. And with the help of Manning Family Children, we had an extraordinary amount of donors to be able to give back to Children's Hospital as well.
Let's have more happy endings like this one. Still in process, but looking really good for Carson Landry. You're hearing from his mom, Paige. He had blood cancer, and now he's a happy, healthy 6-year-old, and hopefully that...
In remission.
In remission. 5 more years of regularly making sure so they nip anything in the bud, but help other kids like Carson. Put them on the billboards when they have a miraculous recovery and are able to walk out of Manning Family Children's happy and healthy by calling 888-780-8811 or texting NOLA Kids to 34984. We really need you to step up, folks. We're a little short of our goal this hour, so anything you can give, any dollar amount at all, please call and text right now and give. We're back after this.
Paige, thank you so much for joining
thank
us,
you.
Too.
I want to thank Diane N. of New Orleans for her Miracle Maker, $180. That gets some cowbell. And Davey B. of Thibodeau, he gave a Miracle Maker $180. Yeah, more cowbell. But we need more cowbell, folks. Come on, call or text right now, 888-780-8811, or NOLA Kids. Text NOLA Kids to 34984. And we've got 17 donations this hour. They want us to get 16 more in the next 5 minutes. Let's try really hard as we talk.
It's all up to Dr. Mark Klein now.
Yes, Dr. Klein is the physician in chief, the senior vice president, and the chief medical officer here at Manning Family Children's. How you doing?
I'm good. No pressure whatsoever.
No,
here.
Not at all.
You've got to be touched by the generosity of the community that every year people step up like they are this hour, like they did last hour, and they just want to help because you have such an amazing facility and so wonderful programs here at the hospital at Manning Family Children's.
Yeah, 100%. There's a deep reservoir of goodwill in this community for what was Children's Hospital New Orleans, what's now Manning Family Children's, and it's a wonderful thing to see and be part of.
You've grown a lot in the last few years. How do you keep improving and making such monumental gains in being able to help children in our community?
Well, I tell you, it's a constant struggle to find the resources to recruit doctors and nurses and other health professionals, but we've had a tremendous amount of success doing it. We're on a great trajectory. We've grown and expanded a number of programs, you know, and that's really our differentiator. We are comprehensive in a way no other children's hospital in this part of the Gulf South is. And that means that when a child who's seriously ill or who has a complex medical problem comes to us, we're prepared to take care of it 100% of the time. That's really our goal. We never want to turn a child away, no matter what illness they're suffering with, no matter whether they have resources to pay, no matter anything else, we're here to take care of every single child.
And Doc, you're a pediatric infectious disease specialist, and y'all have embarked upon incredible work relative to HIV and AIDS treatment here as well. Tell us about that and where that program stands at the present time.
Well, I tell you, December 1st, of course, was World AIDS Day, and it gets very little attention in the United States anymore because the numbers are down. Effective treatments are available to people with HIV.
And that's a good thing.
That's a great good thing, but it's not gone entirely. It's still a potential issue, and so we have to reinforce the messages of how to prevent HIV. Where children in particular are concerned, people forget that in the early 1990s, which wasn't so very long ago, we were losing 1,000 children a year in the United States to AIDS. And now it's a very, very rare event for a child to be born with HIV or to die from AIDS. This is a tremendous public health success story that I don't think has gotten the exposure that it deserves.
You've had lots of other huge gains over the last few years. Highlight just a couple of them for us. We got about 30 seconds left.
Cancer therapy, you know, 85 or 90% of all children diagnosed with cancer today are cured. Sickle cell disease per capita, Louisiana has more children with sickle cell than any other state in the country. And we have a cure for sickle cell disease now. That's a game changer for kids who've been severely affected. So lots of progress and a lot of hope on the horizon.
Well, thank you for
treating. A lot of that work done here and research here.
Correct.
Absolutely. Thank you for treating 585,000 children last year. I guess that number grows every year, doesn't it?
It sure does, yeah.
Well, thank you, Dr. Mark Klein, for joining us and everything you do. Newell, we got to get on out of here, but I got to recognize Johnny Butcher, the owner of Train South, just gave a personal donation of $2,000. That gets four gongs on the Kia of Covington. Happy Kia gong. Folks, help us meet our goal. We just need a few more donations this hour. Give now. Newell, it has been very rewarding.
It's my favorite day of the year.
And thank you to the
just
scores.
Incredible stories told here.
We've had scores of people give over the last 3 hours, and I just want to thank each and every one of them. If we didn't read your name, we apologize, but there's so many of you. We really do appreciate it. Scoot's up next. The telethon continues here on WWL. Happy Light Up the Season Radiothon.
Thank you. Thanks to everyone in our listening audience for their participation. Scoot's up next. More opportunities to give.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.